V180's word for today.
Helping you live different every day.
Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. Psalm 37, 8. A weapon can either protect or destroy. It depends on who is using it. Anger works the same way. That's why it's wise to know what triggers or sets you off. Some of the most common triggers surface at these times. Number 1. When your rights have been violated. Is it always bad to get mad? No. Sometimes the problem that infuriates you the most is the one God has called you to help solve. This world is a better place because of men and women who devoted their lives to fighting disease, poverty, corruption, and injustice. That's what Jesus did when he purged the temple of the extortionists. The Bible says, if you are angry, be sure that it is not out of wounded pride or bad temper. Don't give the devil that sort of foothold. Ephesians 4, 26-27. Number 2, when you're frustrated because things aren't going right for you. A recent news report told of a man who went hunting on his mountain bike. When it broke down, he got mad and shot it to pieces. That makes no sense. Robert Ingersoll observed, anger is a wind which blows out the lamp of the mind. Number 3, when you're under constant stress. Paul writes, have a sane estimate of your capabilities. By cramming too much activity into too little time, you set yourself up for stress. Like a violin string that's pulled tighter and tighter, you end up snapping. Then you feel guilty and think you're not spiritual enough. Anticipate challenges and allow time for the unexpected. Bottom line, do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm.
The word for today,
as featured in V180 magazine.
Subscribe today at v180.org.au.
V180.